5 o'clock. You're listening to WZBC 90.3 FM in Newton. Thank you, Victor. Victor's here 3 to 5 every Thursday. My name's Matthew Ray. I'm here 5 to 6 every Thursday, and this is Connecting the Notes. This hour, we are going to be paying tribute to the queen of country music, Kitty Wells. Kitty passed away this week at the age of 92. We're going to hear some of her work, as well as the work by singers that she inspired. We're also here my interview with musician Laura Cantrell, who talked with the show last May about Kitty Wells and the tribute project she was involved with at the time. We're going to hear a lot of that. If you have thoughts, suggestions, requests, I'm all ears. 617-552-4686. Wells with Migos Guitar, written by Kitty alongside John D. Loudermilk, released in late 1959. Other songs she wrote with Loudermilk include I Can't Stop Loving You and Searching for Someone Like You. We are paying tribute to the late singer Kitty Wells this hour on the show. Her longtime husband Johnny Wright passed away last September on the 27th at the age of 97. Johnny was a half of the duo Johnny and Jack, alongside Jack Anglin. He also recorded and played as Johnny Wright and the Tennessee Mountain Boys. While Kitty Wells scored some popular hits with Red Foley, she also collaborated with her husband. One of their overlooked records was 1968's We'll Stick Together. Let's hear a cut from it. The song is called Ashes of Love. The song was written by Johnny Wright, Jack Anglin, and Jim Anglin.
Of love. Our love is wrong. There's no doubt. Ashes of love, the flames burn out.
said goodbye. My heart bled, I can't revive. Your love, it's dead.
Ashes of love, cold as ice. You made the debt, I paid the price. Our love is gone, there's no doubt. Ashes of love, the flames burned out.
I trusted, dear,
tells me I must forget. I loved you then, I love you yet.
Ashes of love, cold as ice. You made the debt, I paid the price. Our love is gone, there's no doubt. Ashes of love, the flames burned out. Ashes of love,
Kitty Wells with the song After Dark, released in 1959. Before that, Kitty Wells and husband Johnny Wright from 1968 with a song called Ashes of Love. That record also contains a version of One by One, a song that Kitty Wells and Red Foley recorded a hit with in 1953. If you're just joining us, you tuned in to Connecting the Notes. We are paying tribute to the late Kitty Wells this hour on the show. Of course, news coming through this week that she has passed away on July 16th at the age of 92. If you heard the news this week, you've probably heard the story of the song It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. It was Kitty Wells' big break, and it came in 1952. She was best known for this song as it was an answer song to Hank Thompson's A Wild Side of Life. The Hank Thompson song tells the story of a bride-to-be leaving her man for another. that she met at a roadhouse. It culminates with the scorning line, "I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife." Kitty responded with a song titled "It Wasn't God Who Made Honky-Tonk Angels." The song was actually written by record producer J.D. Miller, but Kitty Wells' performance made her the first woman to have a number one single in the country music charts. Of course, the charts were a young thing at the time. They were just 8 years old, and a certain Patsy Montana may have had reached number one years earlier, 1944 to be exact. But we'll elaborate that later on the show. For now, we're going to hear the Hank Thompson song that prompted the answer song, and also hear Kitty Wells' version, of course, and the Carter Family song, the melody of which both of these were used on.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. There's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. Gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Thank you. go wrong.
It would have been better for us both had we never, in this wild and wicked world that never been. All the pleasures we both seen together, I am sure love I'll never forgive. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, and I wonder if he ever thinks of me. Chain has been broken, leaving me with a sad and aching heart. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, and I wonder if he ever thinks of me.
So that was the Carter Family with I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes, recorded in 1929. Before that, Kitty Wells with It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. And before that, the song that prompted Kitty's song, Hank Thompson's The Wild Side of Life. Hank Thompson didn't write the song he performed. That was Arlie Carter and William Warren. Kitty Wells didn't write hers either. That was J.D. Miller. And both the song's melodies, eerily similar to the Carter's Family, I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes. That one was written by A.P. Carter, a member of the Carter Family. This is not to take away from the songs. It's just what country music did and still does. Other forms of music do the same thing. They're not alone if you dig back deep enough. Nothing is really all that new. So the significance of all this was basically the enormous popularity of Kitty Wells' answer song and the success she was able to find after. At the time, the industry peddling these records didn't believe a woman could sell records, and Kitty proved them wrong. She went on to become the first woman to top the country music charts. That were admittedly so very young at the time, but nonetheless a major accomplishment. Kitty would go on to record a variety of music, some featuring that big Nashville sound with vocal contributions from the Jordanaires. She also recorded an album in 1974 on Capricorn that featured members of the Allman Brothers Band. That exposed her to a whole new audience. She also started a TV variety show with her husband, Johnny Wright, that didn't quite compete with the big ones out there, such as Porter Wagoner, but it did stay on the air for a little while. Kitty Wells was dubbed the Queen of Country Music and has been cited as a major influence for decades. In case you're just tuning in and you haven't heard, Kitty Wells passed away this week at the age of 92. Back in May of last year, Nashville native and New York-based musician Laura Cantrell produced a tribute album of music written, performed, or inspired by Kitty Wells. She took the time to talk with us here at the show back in May about Kitty Wells and the impact that music had on her. I'd like to revisit some portions of those interviews today. Keep in mind this is dated material. Both Kitty Wells and her husband Johnny Wright were alive at the time. But here is Laura talking about the project. We'll also hear some of the music from her album, Kitty Wells Dresses, Songs of the Queen of Country Music. The music you'll hear is performed by Laura Cantrell and friends. And in between, we'll hear some of the interviews she did, just talking about Kitty Wells and the music and what it meant to her. If you'd like to reach me in the meanwhile, 617-552-4686 is the number here. So 617-552-4686, the number here. We are paying tribute to the late Kitty Wells this hour on Connecting the Notes. I will be with you here until 6 o'clock. Is this an album you've kind of had in the works for a while? Is this something you've wanted to do for some time?
You know, I've actually wanted to do tribute records to a few different people, so Kitty was on my list. And I thought, you know, this is something I haven't actually, you know, that's sort of one of those wild hair kind of plans. Like, wouldn't it be great to do a tribute to Molly O'Day or to, you know, Bonnie Owens, some of the women that I've written about in my own music. But Kitty's the first time that I actually, like, got it together to complete the whole project. And you know, there were a lot of factors in helping to make it real, including the fact that I, you know, taught a band a whole bunch of her music for a concert we did in her honor at the Country Music Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. So, you know, there was sort of more activity really around Kitty's music for me than maybe some of those other purely, you know, conceptual projects in my mind. Maybe we'll get to those someday, but this is the first one that we've pulled off.
Yeah. How long has Kitty Wells' music been a part of your life?
Well, I grew up listening to her music. My dad was a huge fan of hers. And when I first started, you know, learning to sing country music, I started with her repertoire because very straightforward. You know, the song that particular period when she started recording in the late 40s and early 50s, the songs are, you know, they're not musically very complex, and they're emotionally very accessible. So it's a great batch of work. You know, it's along the lines. And certainly in contemporary stuff to, you know, Hank Williams or Lefty Frizzell. You know, it's kind of a moment when the country songwriting was kind of formative in a way. And it's just a great sort of body of work to have as kind of a touchstone material for when you're just learning. And I felt like even though some of the songs that had been so controversial or cutting edge in their day in terms of their subject matter of, you know, domestic issues, divorce, cheating songs, etc., you know, it's kind of unique for women to sing about these things, but I still felt like they had enough kind of emotional quality to them that they still felt contemporary and accessible to me.
My love for you.
How did you approach picking the songs? You just kind of touched on that a little bit, but was the idea to give an introduction to the listener, or was it to point out some of her more kind of trailblazing efforts?
Well, it was a bit of both. I mean, it evolved again out of a concert that we put on initially. And so I had, in a concert setting, you know, you can't just do all ballads or all protest songs or all of one thing, you know. So I had to kind of pick a range of things that represented her music. And in doing that, I included some of my old favorites and things that were a bit obscure, like the wedding dress song, I Gave My Wedding Dress Away. But you can't represent her body of work without also including some of her biggest hits and things. So we had to have It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. And between the two, you know, sort of poles of the most familiar and the most obscure, you know, I also wanted to make sure I included something she'd written herself, so that we chose a song, Amigo's Guitar, that was one she co-wrote with John Loudermilk. Mm-hmm. And I also really wanted to represent something that her husband contributed to her repertoire, because he actually wrote several songs for her, along with his writing partner, Jack Anglin, and Jack's brother, Jim Anglin. They did beautiful songs that were kind of followed the sort of emotional kind of roadmap of It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. They were sort of frank and candid for the era, but also just really expressed very beautifully what, you know, a woman might be thinking about. It's kind of ironic that these handful of men, you know, working with Kitty, were able to do that. But I wanted to put some of those on, so we included I Don't Claim to Be an Angel and the song One by One, which was a big duet hit for Kitty and Red Foley.
Nice. Was this somewhat intimidating doing, you know, someone that you idolize doing her work and representing her on a new album?
Definitely always intimidating, especially when you go into the territory of a really well-known group of songs. And, you know, some of the things I chose were sort of fortunate for me. They weren't that well-known, so I could kind of do my own interpretation of them. But when you get to It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, it's kind of, you know, a song that's been sung by a lot of women, and it's her version is definitive. You know, what more can you add to it? So, you know, there was definitely some, you know, ruminating over what would work best. And, you know, we made some slight changes just to the arrangement of the song, and then really just tried to sing it with sort of the spirit of celebrating Kitty and not so much worrying about, you know, singing about, listening to the jukebox and getting mad and telling off, you know, my husband or whoever I hear, you know, not trying to necessarily get in the shoes of that character so much as like realizing how important the song was and kind of singing it from that point of view.
Did you ever, have you met her, and did she give you any advice for this project or any guidance on what you were doing?
You know, I've met Kitty a couple of times, and she's a really down-to-earth person. She's very kind of soft-spoken. She's not very flashy or you know, she's not someone who's going to, you know, kind of take you by the elbow and tell you all her secrets, you know. She's a pretty private lady. But she definitely, several years ago when I just showed up as an sort of interested music fan, you know, at her doorstep, I was sort of just peppering her with questions, and she was very gracious and she understood that people who are interested in country music, it's an important topic for them. So it's something that, you know, she took my question seriously and answered me very patiently, I thought. Last summer, after I had started doing the recording and I'd already done the concert the year before and been in touch with her family, she had been unable to come to our concert, but I'd stayed in touch with her daughter, and I took the finished mixes, not the mastered version, but the mixes of our songs to her. And I think she already known because of the concert that I'd done that I'd written a song in her honor, and they'd heard that song already, but they didn't realize that I'd recorded a whole tribute album. So you know, it was just very sweet getting her take and her husband's take. They really just were curious what songs I liked and which ones I'd chosen. And once I started saying I recorded some of Johnny's songs, he sang me a bunch of tunes. So yeah, it was a very sweet, I felt very embraced by them, and you know, that they'd given me their stamp of approval.
Oh, so you got Johnny Wright's, you met him as well.
Oh yes. At this point you don't meet Kitty without Johnny, without, and that's Johnny. Pretty much been their story for a long time. He's just turned 97 last week, and
yeah,
she's
right,
91, about to turn 92. So, you know, they're inseparable at this point.
I guess 70 years you kind of have to be, I suppose.
Yeah.
of the Queen.
Laura Cantrell paying tribute to Kitty Wells with her original Kitty Wells dresses off of her tribute album of the same name. In between those songs, you also heard Laura Cantrell singing Amigo's Guitar, written by Kitty Wells and John D. Loudermilk, and I Don't Claim to Be an Angel, which was performed by Kitty Wells. In between, you heard my interview with Laura Cantrell that was dating back from May of last year when both Kitty Wells and her husband Johnny were alive. Of course, we're paying tribute to Kitty Wells this hour on Connecting the Notes. Kitty Wells passed away this week at the age of 92 on July 16th. The queen of country music, big revolutionary country artist from Tennessee. So the next 20 minutes or so on the show could be considered the after party of a funeral. You know, after the procession, you go and you're supposed to have a party and celebrate the life instead of mourning it. So that's what we'll try to do here. We've got a lot of music related to either directly or indirectly to Kitty Wells. Also might throw on a couple more Kitty Wells songs on this set. You're welcome to call in your requests or suggestions, 617-552-4686. We're going to start out with a song from Patsy Montana, the song called A Rip Rip Snorting Two-Gun Gal. I'm not sure what year this was recorded, but Patsy Montana had a hit in 1944 that, if the charts were around at the time, she probably would have been the first charting country female act. So we'll hear that. We're going to follow that up with Johnny and Jack, which was Kitty's husband, Johnny Wright, and his partner in crime, Jack Anglin, with a song called Poison Love as performed live. So after that, we're going to move on, probably some Dolly Parton, maybe some Sister Rosetta Tharp, Norma Jean, Wanda Jackson, we'll see. Like I said, you can recall in your request, 617-552-4686. Here is Patsy Montana.
Better look out, 10 foot, a storm has come to town. I'm the kind, don't give a hoot, I'll tear the whole ranch down. I'm a rip-rip snorting two-gun gal, tough as I can be. Nothing like a city gal, but full of TNT. Raised up on a saddle horse on the cactus land. My playmates were cattle and a six-gun in each hand. I never knew no fear of fight or danger do I heed. I'd go out riding in the night, stop a big stampede. You'd better keep your company, boys, far from my corral. For I'm a courting rip-rip snortin', rolling two-gun gal. I'm a rip-rip snortin' two-gun gal, call me dynamite. Ammunition is my food, pleasure is a fight. Never missed a sure bullseye, hit in every crack. I can hit the center gun from behind my back. The rustlers go out hiding when I'm riding on the trail. I get so wild, the moon turns mild, looks down scared and pale. I'm danger to a coyote, they keep from my corral. I'm set supporting, rip, rip, snort, and roll to the gal. Two-gun gal, tough as I can be. Nothing like a city gal, but full of D&T. Raised up on a saddle horse on the cactus land. My playmates were cattle and a six-gun in each hand. I never knew no fear of fight or danger do I heed. I'd go out riding in the night to stop a big stampede. You'd better keep your distance, boys, far from my corral. I'm courting, rip, rip, snorting, rolling, rolling, two-gun gal. We'll be right back.
surely not for me. For your forced love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know our love was never meant to be.
For your forced love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. All my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of the shame.
But still my heart cries out for you and you alone, my darling. And begs me never, ever let you go. But my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And my better judgment tells me to say no.
Wanda Jackson with Fujiyama Mama off the Rockin' with Wanda album. We spent the hour listening to the Queen of Country music. Why not listen to the Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson? Before that, Dolly Parton, someone who was clearly influenced by Kitty Wells with the song When Possession Gets Too Strong. Before that, we heard Kitty Wells with Heartbreak USA. I wanted to play something from her big Nashville sound that featured the Jordanaires on backing vocals. And we started that set off with Johnny and Jack from a live recording from a compilation called Stars of the Grand Ole Opry that was recorded on the Grand Ole Opry. And we are going to play right now another song by Kitty Wells. This is called How Far Is Heaven, recorded live on the Grand Ole Opry. Still taking your requests, 617-552-4686. We are paying tribute to the late Kitty Wells this hour on Connecting the Notes at 6 o'clock. Stick around. Liz will be up with Echoes Ephemera.
Please do not cry. Daddy's gone to heaven. You're standing there saying I'm no good, and I'm so ashamed I'd die if I could. But you're no better than I am, or have you given this one thought? The only thing that's different, I got caught. Of all the nights you left me all alone, and the only arms close to me was my own. And now you're blaming me, but it's not all my fault. The only thing that's different, I got caught. Yeah, I got caught, but honey, you're a pro. There's not a thing about cheating you don't know.
Norma Jean with Let's Go All the Way, recorded in the Grand Ole Opry. Before that, Loretta Lynn with I Got Caught. And we started out with Kitty Wells herself with How Far Is Heaven, also recorded at the Grand Ole Opry. That concludes the hour. This has been a tribute to Kitty Wells, who passed away this week at the age of 92, the queen of country music. We will leave off with song by Patsy Cline. This is from her kind of short-lived rockabilly phase, but the song's called Got a Lot of Rhythm, and it certainly does. Liz is up next with Fuzzy Little Independent Noises from New England and beyond. You're listening to 90.3 FM WZBC in Newton.
You and me, baby, baby, when you hold me tight, ooh-wee, what you do?